Supply Chain Management, SCM. Effective supply chain management optimizes processes for maximum efficiency. Logistics. Logistics ensures timely and cost-effective movement of goods from origin to destination. Inventory management. Smart inventory management prevents overstock and minimizes stockouts. Procurement. Strategic procurement guarantees quality resources at the best prices. Demand forecasting. Accurate demand forecasting is essential for meeting customer needs. Warehouse. The warehouse serves as a central hub for storing and managing goods. Distribution. Efficient distribution channels enhance product availability in the market. Supplier. A reliable supplier ensures a steady flow of quality materials. Vendor. Choosing the right vendor is crucial for a seamless supply chain. Lead time. A lead time refers to the duration between placing an order and receiving the goods. JIT. Just in time. JIT inventory systems reduce storage costs by ordering goods only when needed. RFID, radio frequency identification. RFID technology enhances inventory tracking and management. SKU, stock keeping unit. Each unique product variant is assigned a specific SKU for easy identification. Cycle counting. Regular cycle counting helps maintain accurate inventory levels. Reverse logistics. Reverse logistics deals with the return and recycling of products. 3PL, third-party logistics. Outsourcing logistics to a third-party provider streamlines operations. Forecast accuracy. Accurate forecasting is crucial for efficient supply chain planning. KPIs, key performance indicators. KPIs provide insights into the performance of various supply chain processes. Cross-docking. Cross-docking reduces storage time by unloading goods directly from inbound to outbound transportation. Bill of materials. BOM. BOM outlines the components needed for manufacturing a product. Freight forwarder. A freight forwarder facilitates the movement of goods between suppliers and consumers. Carrier. The carrier is responsible for transporting goods from one location to another. Last mile delivery. Last mile delivery is the final stage of the supply chain, ensuring products reach end consumers. RFI. Request for information. RFI is a document used to gather information about potential suppliers. RFP, Request for Proposal. RFP is a document inviting vendors to submit proposals for a specific project. ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning. ERP integrates various business processes, including supply chain management, into a unified system. Safety stock. Safety stock helps prevent stockouts by maintaining a buffer of extra inventory. Stockout. A stockout occurs when inventory is depleted, leading to unfulfilled customer orders. Order fulfillment. Order fulfillment involves the complete process from order receipt to delivery. Dock scheduling. Dock scheduling organizes the arrival and departure of vehicles at loading docks. Demand planning. Demand planning involves forecasting and aligning production with customer demand. A reverse auction. In a reverse auction, suppliers bid to win business from a buyer. COGS, cost of goods sold. COGS represents the direct costs of producing goods sold by a company. WMS, Warehouse Management System. WMS optimizes warehouse processes, enhancing efficiency and accuracy. SCM software. SCM software streamlines supply chain processes for improved management. Palletization. Palletization involves arranging goods on pallets for efficient storage and transportation. SKU rationalization. SKU rationalization evaluates and reduces the number of product variants. Transit time. Transit time is the duration goods take to move from one location to another. Pick and pack. Pick and pack involves selecting items from inventory and packing them for shipment. B2B, business to business. B2B transactions occur between businesses rather than consumers. B2Coulombs, business to consumer. B2Coulombs transactions involve businesses selling directly to consumers. ED, electronic data interchange. ED facilitates the electronic exchange of business documents between trading partners. VMI, vendor managed inventory. VMI allows suppliers to manage and replenish inventory for their customers. SCORE model, supply chain operations reference model. SCORE model provides a framework for analyzing and improving supply chain processes. AS/RS, automated storage and retrieval system. AS/RS automates the storage and retrieval of goods in a warehouse. Demand side management. Demand side management focuses on influencing consumer behavior to balance supply and demand. Capacity planning. Capacity planning ensures resources are aligned with production and demand requirements. Global sourcing. Global sourcing involves obtaining goods and services from international suppliers. MRP, material requirements planning. MRP calculates materials needed for production based on demand. LTL, less than truckload. LTL shipping involves transporting small shipments that don't require a full truck. WIP, work in progress. WIP represents goods in various stages of production. Freight consolidation. Freight consolidation combines multiple shipments to optimize transportation efficiency. Intermodal transportation. Intermodal transportation uses multiple modes, e.g., truck, rail, ship, for efficient cargo movement. SKU proliferation. SKU proliferation refers to the increase in the number of product variants over time. EAN, European Article Number. EAN is a barcode standard used for product identification. Cottage. Cottage involves local transportation of goods between locations. ETD, estimated time of departure. ETD is the anticipated time a shipment will depart from its origin. FTL, full truckload. FTL shipping involves using a complete truck for a single shipment. Reverse supply chain. Reverse supply chain manages the return and recycling of products. Cold chain. Cold chain involves the transportation and storage of temperature-sensitive goods. Demand signal. Demand signals guide production and inventory decisions based on customer demand. Dock appointment scheduling. Dock appointment scheduling organizes the timing of trucks for efficient loading and unloading. Vendor managed replenishment, VMR. VMR allows vendors to manage and replenish inventory levels for their customers. SKU turn. SKU turn measures how quickly a stock keeping unit sells and is replenished. Dropshipping. Dropshipping involves fulfilling orders directly from the supplier to the customer, bypassing the retailer. Backhaul. Backhaul is the return trip of a transportation vehicle carrying cargo back to its original location. Customs clearance. Customs clearance involves meeting legal requirements for importing or exporting goods. Multi-channel distribution. Multi-channel distribution reaches customers through various channels like online and brick-and-mortar stores. Routing guide. A routing guide provides instructions for the movement of goods through the supply chain. SKU configuration. SKU configuration involves setting up and organizing stock keeping units. ABC analysis. ABC analysis categorizes inventory based on importance, helping prioritize management efforts. BOL. Bill of lading. BOL is a document detailing goods being transported and serves as a receipt. Carrier rate negotiation. Carrier rate negotiation involves discussing and settling transportation costs with carriers. Lean logistics. Lean logistics focuses on minimizing waste and maximizing efficiency in the supply chain. Material handling. Material handling involves the movement, storage, and control of goods within a facility. Mode of transport. Mode of transport determines the method used for moving goods, such as truck, rail, or air. Production scheduling. Production scheduling organizes manufacturing processes for optimal efficiency. Quality control. Quality control ensures products meet specified standards and customer expectations. Reorder point. Reorder point is the inventory level at which new stock should be ordered. SKU classification. SKU classification categorizes products based on specific criteria. Traceability. Traceability enables the tracking of products through the supply chain for quality control. WES, Warehouse Execution System. WES optimizes and manages tasks within a warehouse for increased efficiency. ABC classification. ABC classification categorizes items based on their importance within the inventory. Cross-dock facility. A cross-dock facility transfers goods directly from inbound to outbound shipments without storage. Freight cost allocation. Freight cost allocation distributes transportation expenses among relevant cost centers. Inland transportation. Inland transportation involves moving goods within a country or region. Lead logistics provider. A lead logistics provider oversees and coordinates the entire supply chain for a business. SKU life cycle. SKU life cycle traces the stages a product goes through from introduction to discontinuation. Supplier collaboration. Supplier collaboration involves working closely with suppliers to improve processes and outcomes. Takt time. Takt time is the pace at which products must be produced to meet customer demand. SKU mapping. SKU mapping identifies the location and characteristics of each stock keeping unit. Value stream mapping. Value stream mapping visualizes and analyzes the steps in a process for continuous improvement. Dock-to-dock cycle time. Dock-to-dock cycle time measures the duration of the entire logistics process. Vendor-managed quality, VMQ. VMQ involves suppliers taking responsibility for ensuring product quality. SKU standardization. SKU standardization establishes uniform specifications for product variants. Demand-supply matching. Demand-supply matching aligns production with customer demand. SKU tracking. SKU tracking monitors the movement and status of individual stock keeping units. TQM, Total Quality Management. TQM focuses on continuous improvement to enhance product and process quality. Inbound freight. Inbound freight refers to the transportation of goods arriving at a facility. Supply chain collaboration. Supply chain collaboration involves cooperation among various stakeholders for mutual benefit. SKU forecast accuracy. SKU forecast accuracy measures how well predictions align with actual demand. Vendor-managed quality, VMQ. VMQ emphasizes suppliers taking an active role in maintaining quality standards. SKU life cycle. SKU life cycle traces the evolution of a product variant from introduction to retirement. Third-party carrier. A third-party carrier transports goods on behalf of businesses using external logistics services. SKU mapping. SKU mapping identifies and organizes the location and attributes of each stock-keeping unit. Value stream mapping. Value stream mapping visually analyzes the steps in a process for continuous improvement. Dock-to-dock cycle time. Dock-to-dock cycle time measures the duration of the entire logistics process. Vendor-managed quality, VMQ. VMQ involves suppliers actively ensuring and managing product quality. SKU standardization. SKU standardization establishes uniform specifications for product variants. Demand-supply matching. Demand-supply matching aligns production with customer demand. SKU tracking. SKU tracking monitors the movement and status of individual stock-keeping units. TQM, Total Quality Management. TQM focuses on continuous improvement to enhance product and process quality. Inbound freight. Inbound freight refers to the transportation of goods arriving at a facility. Supply chain collaboration. Supply chain collaboration involves cooperative efforts among stakeholders for mutual benefit. Landed cost. Landed cost includes the total expenses of importing goods, encompassing purchase price, freight, and customs. SKU velocity analysis. SKU velocity analysis evaluates the rate of sales for each stock-keeping unit. Multi-tier supply chain. A multi-tier supply chain involves multiple levels of suppliers and manufacturers within the network. Freight bill audit. Freight bill audit ensures accurate billing for transportation services. SKU weighting. SKU weighting assigns relative importance to different stock-keeping units based on their impact. DIFOT, Delivery in Full, On Time. DIFOT measures the reliability of delivering complete orders on time. Out of Stock, OOS. Out of stock refers to the absence of a product in inventory, impacting availability. SKU depreciation. SKU depreciation assesses the decline in value of a product over its life cycle. Dock-to-dock scheduling. Dock-to-dock scheduling organizes the allocation and usage of loading and unloading doors. SKU barcoding. SKU barcoding involves assigning unique barcodes to products for efficient tracking. TEFCL, Full Container Load. FCL shipping utilizes a complete container for a single shipment. SC planning horizon. SC planning horizon is the time frame considered for supply chain planning. SKU profitability. SKU profitability assesses the financial performance of individual stock keeping units. KCR, Efficient consumer response. ECR enhances collaboration to improve the efficiency of the supply chain. Vendor-managed production. Vendor-managed production allows suppliers to control manufacturing processes for efficiency. SKU forecasting. SKU forecasting predicts demand for individual stock keeping units. DSD, direct store delivery. DSD involves delivering goods directly to retail stores, bypassing distribution centers. SKU serialization. SKU serialization assigns unique identifiers to each unit of a product for traceability. In-transit inventory. In-transit inventory is stock being transported between locations in the supply chain. Yard management system, YMS. YMS optimizes the management of trailers and containers within a facility's yard. SKU shelf life. SKU shelf life is the duration a product can be stored and sold without a decline in quality. Intercompany logistics. Intercompany logistics involves the movement of goods between different entities within the same corporation. MTO, make to order. MTO production occurs in response to specific customer orders. LTL carrier. An LTL carrier transports smaller shipments that do not require a full truck. Vendor-managed forecasting. Vendor-managed forecasting allows suppliers to predict product demand and manage inventory accordingly. Downtime. Downtime is the period during which a system or facility is not operational. SKU scrap. SKU scrap represents products or materials that cannot be used and must be discarded. Supply chain integration. Supply chain integration involves seamless coordination and communication among different elements of the supply chain. SKU aging. SKU aging analyzes the length of time individual products have been in inventory. SKU substitution. SKU substitution allows for the replacement of one product variant with another as needed. Freight broker. A freight broker arranges transportation services between shippers and carriers. SKU excess inventory. SKU excess inventory refers to stock levels beyond what is needed for demand satisfaction. Demand shaping. Demand shaping involves influencing customer demand through marketing and promotional activities. SKU master data. SKU master data includes comprehensive information about each stock keeping unit. 3P, third party. 3P refers to third party services or entities involved in supply chain processes. DC, distribution center. DC is a distribution center that acts as a central hub for sorting and shipping goods. Vendor-managed scheduling. A vendor-managed scheduling allows suppliers to coordinate and schedule production. SKU criticality. SKU criticality assesses the importance of individual products within the inventory. Bottleneck analysis. Bottleneck analysis identifies areas in the supply chain where processes slow down or impede efficiency. OEE, overall equipment effectiveness. OEE measures the efficiency of manufacturing equipment. SKU consolidation. SKU consolidation involves combining multiple products into a single shipment for efficiency. SKU picking. SKU picking is the process of selecting items from inventory for order fulfillment. SC planning software. SC planning software supports the optimization of supply chain planning processes. MRP2, manufacturing resource planning. MRP2 enhances manufacturing resource planning for improved efficiency. Supplier Relationship Management, SRM. SRM focuses on building and managing positive relationships with suppliers. SKU Profit Margin. SKU Profit Margin calculates the profitability of individual stock keeping units. SKU Count Accuracy. SKU Count Accuracy ensures that the recorded inventory matches the physical count. Shipping Confirmation. Shipping confirmation verifies that goods have been dispatched and are en route. SKU discontinuation. SKU discontinuation involves phasing out and ceasing production of specific products. Order aggregation. Order aggregation combines multiple orders into a single shipment for efficiency. Demand pooling. Demand pooling consolidates similar demands to optimize inventory and production. SKU decommissioning. SKU decommissioning involves retiring and removing specific products from inventory. Dock-to-stock efficiency. Dock-to-stock efficiency measures the speed at which products move from the receiving dock to available stock. SKU forecast variability. SKU forecast variability assesses the consistency of demand predictions for individual products. Backward integration. Backward integration involves a company controlling its suppliers or manufacturing its own inputs. Demand sensing. Demand sensing utilizes real-time data to respond quickly to changes in customer demand. SKU replenishment. SKU replenishment involves restocking products to maintain optimal inventory levels. In-transit shipment visibility. In-transit shipment visibility provides real-time tracking and monitoring of goods during transportation. SC network optimization. SC network optimization enhances the efficiency and performance of the entire supply chain network. Demand classification. Demand classification categorizes products based on their demand patterns. SKU palletization. SKU palletization involves arranging products on pallets for efficient storage and transportation. Dock labor management. Dock labor management optimizes the allocation and efficiency of labor resources at loading docks. SKU segregation. SKU segregation keeps certain products separated to avoid contamination or cross-contact. Vendor-managed maintenance. Vendor-managed maintenance involves suppliers taking responsibility for maintaining equipment and facilities. SC risk mitigation. SC risk mitigation involves strategies to reduce and manage potential risks in the supply chain. Inbound receiving. Inbound receiving involves the receipt and inspection of goods upon arrival at a facility. SKU auto replenishment. SKU auto replenishment automates the restocking of products based on predetermined triggers. Lot size optimization. Lot size optimization determines the optimal quantity to produce or order. In-transit damage prevention. In-transit damage prevention employs measures to protect goods from damage during transportation. SC collaboration platform. SC collaboration platform facilitates communication and cooperation among supply chain partners. Vendor-managed pricing. Vendor-managed pricing allows suppliers to set and manage product prices. SKU traceability. SKU traceability ensures the ability to trace the origin and movement of each product. Cross-dock optimization. Cross-dock optimization enhances the efficiency of goods transshipment without storage. Inbound inspection. Inbound inspection involves examining and verifying the quality of received goods. SKU shrinkage. SKU shrinkage refers to the loss or reduction of inventory due to theft, damage, or other factors. SC benchmarking. SC benchmarking compares supply chain performance against industry standards or competitors. SKU handling. SKU handling involves the proper and efficient management of individual stock keeping units. Outbound consolidation. Outbound consolidation combines multiple shipments into a single outgoing shipment for efficiency. Vendor-managed engineering changes. Vendor-managed engineering changes allow suppliers to oversee and implement modifications to products. SC simulation. SC simulation uses models to replicate and analyze supply chain processes for optimization. SKU inactivation. SKU inactivation involves deactivating and removing specific products from the active inventory. Dock safety procedures. Dock safety procedures ensure the safe operation of loading and unloading activities at docks. Inbound dock scheduling. Inbound dock scheduling organizes the timing of vehicles arriving for unloading at the dock. SKU exclusivity. SKU exclusivity indicates the unique availability of a product through specific channels or retailers. SC sustainability. SC sustainability focuses on environmentally and socially responsible practices within the supply chain. SKU aging analysis. SKU aging analysis assesses the age and longevity of products within the inventory. Inbound lead time. Inbound lead time is the duration between placing an order and receiving goods from suppliers. SKU slotting. SKU slotting determines the optimal placement of products within a warehouse for efficiency. Order consolidation. Order consolidation combines multiple customer orders into a single shipment for delivery. Vendor-managed inventory, VMI. VMI allows suppliers to manage and replenish a customer's inventory. Dock throughput. Dock throughput measures the rate at which goods move through a loading dock. SKU redundancy. SKU redundancy refers to having multiple similar products with overlapping functionality. Outbound lead time. Outbound lead time is the duration between order fulfillment and product delivery to customers. SC traceability system. SC traceability system tracks and records the movement of products throughout the supply chain. SKU rotation. SKU rotation involves managing inventory to ensure that older products are sold or used first. Freight claims management. Freight claims management handles the process of filing and resolving claims for damaged or lost goods during transportation. SKU dimensioning. SKU dimensioning measures and records the physical dimensions of individual stock keeping units. SC visibility tools. SC visibility tools provide real-time insights into the status and location of goods in the supply chain. Vendor-managed serialization. Vendor-managed serialization involves suppliers overseeing the unique identification of individual products. Cross-dock flow. Cross-dock flow optimizes the movement of goods from inbound to outbound without storage. SKU forecast error. SKU forecast error measures the variance between predicted and actual demand for individual products. SC data analytics. SC data analytics utilizes data analysis for informed decision making and optimization within the supply chain. Freight rate negotiation. Freight rate negotiation involves discussions and agreements on transportation costs with carriers. SKU consolidation center. SKU Consolidation Center combines and manages inventory from multiple sources for efficient distribution. Outbound order accuracy. Outbound order accuracy ensures that shipped products match customer orders precisely. SC Risk Assessment. SC Risk Assessment identifies and evaluates potential risks within the supply chain. Inbound Freight Visibility. Inbound freight visibility provides real-time tracking and monitoring of goods during transportation to the receiving facility. SKU labeling. SKU labeling involves assigning and affixing unique labels to products for identification. Cross-dock efficiency. Cross-dock efficiency enhances the speed and effectiveness of transshipment activities without storage. SKU shortage. SKU shortage refers to insufficient inventory of a particular product. Order assembly. Order assembly involves gathering and preparing items for shipment based on customer orders. Vendor managed transportation, VMT. VMT allows suppliers to oversee and manage the transportation of goods. Dock to stock lead time. Dock to stock lead time measures the duration between receiving goods at the dock and making them available for sale. SC Disruption Management. SC Disruption Management addresses and mitigates disruptions within the supply chain. SKU Utilization. SKU Utilization assesses the efficiency and effectiveness of individual stock keeping units. Inbound dock flow. Inbound dock flow organizes the movement of goods arriving at the dock for efficient processing. SKU reorder level. SKU reorder level is the minimum quantity at which a particular product should be reordered. Cross-dockyard management. Cross-dockyard management optimizes the organization and flow of goods within the cross-docking yard. Inbound inspection system. An inbound inspection system ensures the thorough examination and verification of received goods. SKU turnover. SKU turnover measures the rate at which inventory is sold and replaced over a specific period. Order lead time. Order lead time is the duration between placing an order and receiving the complete shipment. Vendor-managed technology. Vendor-managed technology involves suppliers overseeing and utilizing technology solutions within the supply chain. SKU identification. SKU identification assigns unique codes or labels to products for easy recognition and tracking. Cross-dock lead time. Cross-dock lead time measures the time goods spend in the cross-docking process. Inbound logistics management. Inbound logistics management involves the coordination and optimization of the transportation and receipt of incoming goods. SKU costing. SKU costing calculates the expenses associated with producing or procuring a specific stock keeping unit. Order management system, OMS. An order management system, OMS. Facilitates the efficient processing and fulfillment of customer orders. Vendor-managed demand. Vendor-managed demand involves suppliers actively influencing and managing product demand. SKU forecasting system. An SKU forecasting system predicts future demand for individual stock keeping units. Cross-dockyard operations. Cross-dockyard operations manage the activities and flow of goods within the cross-docking yard. Inbound shipment visibility. Inbound shipment visibility provides real-time tracking and monitoring of incoming shipments. SKU handling system. An SKU handling system automates and streamlines the management of individual stock-keeping units. Order picking. Order picking is the process of selecting and gathering items from inventory to fulfill customer orders. Vendor-managed compliance. Vendor-managed compliance ensures that suppliers adhere to regulatory and contractual requirements. SC network resilience. SC network resilience refers to the ability of the supply chain network to withstand and recover from disruptions. SKU velocity analysis system. An SKU velocity analysis system evaluates the sales velocity of individual stock keeping units. Cross-dock storage. Cross-dock storage involves temporary storage of goods during the cross-docking process. Inbound transportation management. Inbound transportation management optimizes the planning and execution of transportation for incoming goods.